We are doing the Avat Chesed, and we're beginning the fifth chapter. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarah Chaya Batania Kohen. The fifth chapter is going to focus on the wages of someone who connects to this trait, to being a kind person. How much a person has to focus on connecting with this trait of doing kindness. It arouses mercy from above and God's kindness for all of the Jewish people. Even when the merits of our forefathers have ceased, the chesed that we do down below can be in its place. As our sages taught, the Jerusalem Talmud says in Tractate Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yudan Bar Chanan b'shem Rabbi Berechia, the Rabbi Yudan, the son of Chanan, quotes Rabbi Berechia, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, God says to the Jewish people, Banai, my children, if you see you're at a generation where the merits of the forefathers have collapsed, so you yourself cling to the traits of kindness. My time, why so? The verse says in Isaiah, for if you see the mountains moving and the hilltops collapsing, they'll also shift. So we know, we've discussed previously, that Harim is often in Tanakh a reference to the forefathers. Givaot is a reference to the matriarchs, to Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah. So the Medrash says, if you see the merits of the forefathers and the matriarchs, that they've moved, they're no longer there for you. What does the verse continue and say? V'chasdim eitech lo yamush, amar merachamei chashim. My kindness, nonetheless, will not budge from you. So said Hashem, who is the one that has mercy over you. And the idea behind it is, Ki Avraham Avinu b'masav atovim, Avraham, our forefather, in his good deeds, Shaya rak tov v'chesed chol olam, he was the epitome of good and kindness to the world, as we find in Parshas Vayera, our Parsha, we'll be learning tonight. V'chen yeter avot she'alchu b'drachav, and so too the other forefathers, as they went in his footsteps. The Pasuk says in our Parsha, Hashem says, I love Avram, for he teaches his children, his home, following him to follow the path of Hashem, to do acts of righteousness and justice. So the strength of the forefathers was their kindness. Hofiu chasadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol habriyot. They caused God's kindness to appear for all of creation. The Talmud says, until the forefathers came, God, so to speak, rested in the seventh heaven. And they, so to speak, brought God down to the world. That the Gemara already says. The Medrash says, Avram came along, he brought God down to the sixth heaven. Yitzchak came along, he brought God down to the fifth heaven. And the Medrash goes generation after generation, till the generation where we received the Torah, that the Shekhinah came down to earth. But we know that we're limited by dimensions. We're limited in our size, our space, our time. And so our actions are also limited. So how far can our merits reach if we're so limited in time? That's why the Pasuk gives us advice. Shekasher nireh shenitmotet zchutam, when we see their merits have moved, anu be'atzmenu ne'orert midat tuvo v'chasdo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu, we have to arouse God's kindness, v'meshe nitabek b'maaseinu b'midat ha'chesed, in that we cling to the chesed, meaning we can't rely on Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov's merits forever. At some point, they were limited in what they could do. They were limited with the dimensions of space and time. So they did the best they could. It lasted for generations. At some point, God says, how long can you... can you be enjoying the benefits of the forefathers' good deeds? So the Pasuk says, when you reach the limit, then it's your job. You guys do it. You do the chesed. And then Hashem's kindness clings to us because we've clung to kindness ourselves. And then the kindness doesn't leave us at all. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that you can also rely on the merits of Israel.
The Jewish people at large.
The country also, I mean the land of
Israel. That I don't know. You see that wasn't there. The fear, the destruction came. Hashem says, I'll comfort the land eventually. But the merits of the land seem to come to play at other times. It says when a person is buried there, then the merits of the land speak. I don't know if we could count on that in life. I don't know. I don't remember that we ever claimed the merits of the land. Hashem says he'll comfort the land. We find Hashem promising the land will come back, but I don't know. You remember any source that says we came by the merits of the land? By the merits of the land. Okay, show me. Let's see.